Bloomsbury presents Defenders of the Reich, the Luftwaffe's War Against American Bombers by Robert Forsyth. Read by Lawrence Dobiesch. In memory of Christopher Shores and Jerry Scutts, gentlemen both. Introduction and acknowledgements. My publisher has been generous in allowing the amount of content that forms this book, and so it would be unreasonable and impractical to include a lengthy introduction. I shall therefore do my best to keep it brief. This volume is intended to offer a chronological portrayal of the Luftwaffe's efforts to defend against and to counter the Allied strategic daylight bomber offensive against the Third Reich and its occupied territories during World War II. I use the word strategic in the way that Allied commanders used it to mean operations conducted by heavy bombers, as opposed to the medium or tactical bomber forces, which made an invaluable and equal contribution to ultimate Allied victory in the air over Northwest Europe. However, although the awesome might and efficiency of the United States Army Air Forces, USAAF, is often and understandably seen as the key plank of the ultimate Allied victory in the air in daylight, this book would not be complete without inclusion of the early attempts by the Royal Air Force, RAF, to mount daylight bombing raids on coastal targets in northern Germany in late 1939, during which the British trialled bombing formations with what were, at the time, modern bombers. But after receiving something of a bloody nose, the RAF would not make a significant return to daylight operations until much later in the war, preferring instead to deploy the squadrons of RAF Bomber Command against deeper penetration targets at night. Therefore, the bulk of this book naturally focuses on the Luftwaffe's war against the USAAF. Sadly, but undisputedly, war focuses the mind, sharpens the intellect, develops initiative, and accelerates invention, for good and bad. When one's homeland is under attack, these trends become essential. From mid-1942, as the United States inflicted the might of its air power against the Third Reich, the Luftwaffe, inherently an offensive force, was compelled to adapt quickly to a defensive stance and to adopt defensive measures. Over the years, my interest in this subject has been drawn by the wide-ranging developments in the tactics, command organization, aircraft, weapons, communications and technology devised by the Luftwaffe to respond to the bombers of the USAAF's 8th and 15th Air Forces, and increasingly, their fighter escorts. It was a battle between, quite literally, air power and ingenuity and sophistication driven increasingly by desperation. It has struck me that there were ironic similarities between the pilots of RAF Fighter Command defending southern England from German attack during the summer and autumn of 1940, and those of the Luftwaffe's home defence units from late 1943 onwards. The latter were, comparatively, a few, trained increasingly under time pressure, before being assigned to a small number of Jagdgruppen, Zerstörergruppen, and Sturmgruppen, comprised of limited numbers of aircraft. These airmen would spend much of their time waiting in primitive conditions for an Alarmstart order to intercept formations of enemy bombers sent to target their cities, airfields, and factories. And these would usually be accompanied by squadrons of escort fighters. Invariably, the Luftwaffe pilots were outnumbered and outgunned, but at least they were operating over home territory. I should stress that this is not a book about individual Luftwaffe fighter aces and their deeds. Indeed, while inevitably some of the experten appear in the pages that follow, I have deliberately endeavoured to focus on the recollections and reports of lesser-known Luftwaffe pilots, and of the commanders at corps and division levels who steered them into action.